You're what's happening, everybody? It's your guy Tazza Angel, and we back. It's been a while. Last Mother's Day, to be specific, Mother's Day 2022. And guys, when I tell you so much has changed in that 1 year, so much. And we'll unfold all that in its due time. But I stopped communicating in part because it was time for me to start gathering more information. The type of podcast that I do and the type of content that I create is that of, I would say it's informative. You know, I try to give as much information as I have, as clearly as I can. And because of that, there will be times where, because of the assignment that I'm on, I have to stop talking so I can listen more, right? And I can't say how long that time frame will be, but I do know that it's time for me to start back communicating some of the things that I've learned. So, one of the things that I want to just shortly talk about, because these here will be shorter segments, which is why I didn't say this is Taz Angel back with more car talk. This is not a podcast episode. I'll be creating a series where I release thoughts and ideas, and in hopes that they help other people, you know, help the listeners. And I haven't decided what I want to be called yet. I have a couple of ideas. You know what? I'll ask you guys. Two of the names that I've thought of so far, and I'm open to recommendations as well, because this is the content that, you know, is created for y'all by me, but for you. Boomfu. Instead of for us, by us, FUBU, by me, for you, Boomfu. Anyway, the acronym is way worse, but I'm not even gonna say it. Y'all can think about that. But either way, so two titles, Taz Be Thinking, you know, and that's pretty much self-explanatory. You know, I just get on here and be like, hey man, you know what, man, Taz Be Thinking, let me tell y'all what I think about, you know, or something like that. And the other one is called Elevated Thought. Either way, like I said, y'all can give me the feedback that y'all want on that, and even offer other recommendations if you want. But the thing that I want to speak on first, and again, it'll be really quickly. Prioritize yourself without terrorizing others. What I mean by that is, a lot of times we go through these extremes of either people using us and we feel drained because people aren't pouring back into us, or we can like shut everybody off and nobody gets any of that anymore. And truth is, we have to find that proper sweet spot in the middle. Pause. well, not even a pause, that one actually. Anyway, you want to find the medium, right? Which is why I said prioritize yourself, because, and you know, this is a classic example, but when you're on the plane and they give you the instructions on if the plane goes down, they don't tell you to assist everyone else. They tell you secure yourself first, make sure your mask works, because if your mask doesn't work and you pass out, you can't help anyone. You can't help anyone unconscious, right? So you have to do what it takes to maintain your own consciousness. And then after that, you can start to help other people do the same, or even regain consciousness, or just gain consciousness. If we're talking about, you know, people in the world, you know, they may have never had that level of thought or consciousness exposed to them. And because of that, they don't know that that's a frequency or a wavelength that they can think on. So sometimes you have to let people know what their abilities are. You know what I mean? But to get back on topic, when we prioritize ourselves, we can't start then using people only for our own personal gain. Because I did a podcast episode called, I think it was Utilize, Not Use, or something like that. But either way, you want to utilize the people in your life. You know, the ones who can help you in this area, in that area, in that area, and help you grow. You know, you want to have those types of people around, but you don't only want to take from them and then become the leech that you needed removed from yourself. You understand? So when you do those things, just stay mindful of how you're being, how you're treating everyone else. You know, once you start to prioritize your own peace, that's an amazing thing, because peace is a requirement for sanity. And a lot of people don't know that, which is a lot of people don't have sanity. But peace is a requirement, you know, which is one of the reasons why mass media tells us the exact opposite. You know, you have your drill music and gangster rap, not so much gangster rap now, but it's more so like drill music and just, you know, folks talking about running down on folks, killing the ops and all that. And it's like, we're being told to stay in a form of chaos so we don't have the peace of mind to actually think for ourselves. You understand? Because as long as we're in a mental state of disarray, then we're also at a point where we can be manipulated by others, right? So prioritize your peace, prioritize your sanity, right? But don't take away anyone else's in doing so. Don't prioritize your peace and establish that boundary by causing chaos in someone else's life. Yeah. So these are just things that, you know, I want us to be mindful of. And I say us because everything that I communicate, I need y'all to know that I'm not speaking from a position of I made it, now y'all catch up. No, I'm giving you what I have learned through experience, which is why I told you, you know, at the beginning of this message, there are times where I have to be quiet. It's because I have to go into learning, because I don't have the knowledge that I need. I don't have the wisdom or experience that I need. So I got to go through to be able to get to, you understand? And once I get to, then that's when I can disseminate that same information to y'all and let y'all know, hey y'all, this is what I just learned. Don't go down that hallway. It's wild down there. Turn around now, you hear me? But you know, these are just things to keep in mind. You know, again, prioritize yourself, prioritize your peace, prioritize your sanity, prioritize your soul, guys. Like, let's prioritize our souls. We spend way too much attention focusing on our skin, you know, our flesh, and that's, you know, spiritually and physically. We spend so much time focusing on pleasing our body that we're causing chaos on our souls sometimes. You know, when you do something and you feel bad, you're like, it feels amazing in the moment, but you feel terrible about 10 minutes after you're done, man, that you're causing pain to your soul. That's not just pain to your mind. Like, you're hurting your existence, right? So that's just something we have to be mindful of. You know, don't do things that deteriorate your soul. Don't do things that hurt your soul. Don't do things that sadden your soul, you know. So again, I'll say, and I'll exit this time, you know, prioritize yourself, prioritize your peace, prioritize your sanity, prioritize your soul, but do not terrorize other people in an attempt to attain your own peace, because you'll never get it that way. I appreciate you all for listening. This is your guy Taz the Angel. We'll be back soon. Thank you.